we're just about ready to present a very talented pianist who is here with us today. It's been a pleasure for us to feature musicians from the Pittsburgh Concert Society over many years. And with thanks to Antoinette Tuma and others, the Young Artist Competition has become a tremendous opportunity for talented youth to not only be rewarded for their talent through Showcase, but also to know how much others appreciate nurturing that talent. We'll get to know her in a little while, but first, let's welcome our guest for the week. I should have checked with her. I think it's Petineau. I hope I'm right. I am. I should have just taken a chance. Here is Stephanie Petineau.
Thank you.
Wow, that was really amazing. Just terrific. And you heard from the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition honoree, Stephanie Patino. Stephanie, I hate to start with this, but how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
Oh my gosh. You that was just incredible for any age whatsoever, but I didn't get a chance to look at any notes I might have had. Tell me a little bit about yourself, your family, where you go to school.
I go to St. Killian Parish School, and I am going into the seventh grade, and I have one sister.
What's her name?
Her name is Sophie.
Is she older or younger than you?
She is older, 16.
Does she play as well, play any instruments?
She plays a little bit of the violin.
You are just a remarkable pianist, and I'm curious how you developed the passion that you have for playing.
Well, I work 2 hours a day, and
That's practice makes better and better and perfect. Did you love the piano when you were younger? When did you discover that piano playing was something you liked so much?
Well, my mom would play for me all the time, and I really enjoyed listening to her play the piano, so I wanted to play also.
That explains a lot. I know Chianti wanted to be sure she heard your first song. Wasn't she great?
She was incredible.
Yeah. Do you have any questions that you would ask of her? You're welcome to, if you'd like.
How do you feel when you play?
I feel a lot of passion when playing this piece, and it's a very strong and playful piece.
That's a good way to describe it. And by the way, can you tell us the composer and the name of what you just played?
This is a Beethoven Sonata, No. 1, the last movement.
Yeah, you sounded terrific. What other things do you like to do in addition to piano?
I like to draw, read, and run in the cross country, and the book that I'm reading right now is called Lily's Crossing.
What's that about?
It's about a girl whose life has changed because of World War II, and her father has to go into the war.
You are really, do you ever sleep?
Yes.
You seem like you're very busy and doing so many things, and cross country has got to be a great way to relax too, I would think. So what's it like? I guess audition is part of the Young Artist Competition. And can you explain what the experience is like?
Well, I was very nervous before, and I was very comfortable playing, though. And the judge was very nice, and I played well.
And when do you find out the results after you play?
Well, I was at the YMCA with my friend when my mom got a call that I won, and she told me the good news, and I was really happy.
Yeah, that's got to make you just feel terrific. Are there any teachers or other people that you would like to acknowledge before playing your next piece?
Yes, I would like to acknowledge the Pittsburgh Concert Society for providing me lots of opportunities, and my teacher, Dr. Mina Lupinacci, who has been teaching me since I was 6 years old, and my parents and my sister, who have been supporting me.
That's terrific. Your next piece is coming up. Is there anything else you'd like to say? This is pretty much our last chance to talk, and I wanted to be sure you had a chance to say anything you might want to.
No, I don't think so.
And what's the name of the piece?
The Nocturne C-sharp minor by Chopin.
Once again, it's our pleasure to welcome here from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Stephanie Patino. Thank you. Stephanie Petineau. Thank you very much.